In Wausau, as many as 180 new Hmong students are expected by December. Nell Anderson is the school district's English as a Second Language coordinator.
If they all come, probably we'll have to do some more hiring.
Anderson says it's not clear where the money for new bilingual teachers would come from. She says it could depend on how many students arrive in the first month of school.
If the students get here by the third Friday in September, we can count them in the student count. So then we can get money from the state for these students. If they come the day after that, the way the law stands now, we would not be able to get funding for these students for the whole year.
There aren't many bilingual Hmong teachers certified in the state, so schools may have to depend on bilingual aides. Most of the new students have had less than 3 years of education. Anderson says it's the middle and high school age students who will need the most support. Some of them are still learning to use a pencil.
15, 16, 17-year-olds that can't write their name cannot go into a mainstream classroom. They need to have newcomer centers. And that's what we are establishing.
The Madison School District is also expecting as many as 180 new Hmong students in need of intensive English language training. ESL Director Amy Christensen says in addition to trained bilingual aides, the district has a cadre of volunteer tutors. Among them are bilingual Hmong students, the children of the first wave of refugees who came in the 1980s. She says the district is also working closely with the public health department to make sure the new students are healthy enough to attend school.
We're looking at all their different needs because it could be that, you know, until they have health care or dental care, that they won't be able to learn very well until some of those basic needs are met.
School officials in other parts of the state where the new refugees may settle say they're ready. Several teachers from Milwaukee spent 6 weeks in Thailand this summer to learn more about the specific language needs of students who were brought up in refugee camps there. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.